The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced this week that the harvest limit will be 355,000 kings for all gear types, commercial and sport. That's nearly 18,000 above the allowable harvest from last year. Patty Scannis is Fish and Game's regional troll management biologist in Sitka. She says the higher number speaks volumes.
They indicate that we have a good abundance of fish, and I expect that we'll have a good season coming up. I expect that we will be able to fish in both July and August.
Last summer, Southeast commercial trawlers only fished for kings during one 8-day opening in July. Scannis says it was an unusual year.
The harvest was of a size that didn't allow a second opening.
The quota is based on a combined forecast of U.S. and Canadian Chinook runs, set forth under the Pacific Salmon Treaty. Fish and Game didn't announce a final quota last year because the Pacific Salmon Commission, which implements the U.S.-Canada Pacific Salmon Treaty, could not agree on an estimate of returning kings. When they did come to an agreement, Alaska challenged the commission, saying their estimate was too low, but eventually agreed to fish under those numbers to remain in compliance. According to Fish and Game, the actual returns of Chinook salmon last summer exceeded forecasted levels. Scannis says the harvest quota only includes hatchery-produced fish not from Alaska, also known as treaty fish.
We get fish and we harvest fish that are treaty fish that count against us towards our quota, but we also catch our own Alaska hatchery-produced fish along with them, and most of those don't count towards our treaty quota. In other words, they're almost like fish, bonus fish. We can catch them in addition to those treaty fish that we catch.
On average, she says, there are 60,000 bonus fish from Alaska hatcheries each year. The Southeast King fishery is made up of different stock groups originating from rivers in Canada, Washington, and Oregon. And Scannis says the returns are looking good for the stocks that Southeast tends to harvest. The summer commercial troll quota will be announced closer to July after the harvest from winter and spring fisheries is subtracted from the troll treaty allocation of 263,197 Chinook. Commercial and sport fishermen are not allowed to keep kings that are less than 28 inches long. Fish and Game also recently updated sport fishing regulations, increasing the resident bag and possession limit from 2 to 3 kings for this season. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.